inside 40.
Sam, this is a perfect question. I want to ask Lepper and Dow.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me why so many teams are so good at winning games without winning clearance?
Well, it's
great question.
Normally, because scores from there's double the amount of turnover opportunities. So if you talk about just the actual opportunities, but also it depends whether you get scored against from clearance, not how many clearances you win, because you can actually set up with spares behind a clearance. So you can win a 10 of them.
So no team would want to lose the clearance, but there are some teams that seem to be advantaged by losing it.
Well, also they might set up with one less around the clearance. So if you, it's like...
Yeah, centre clearance as well, though, strangely enough.
Well, obviously centre clearance is what it is. I mean, you have to play, in, you know, the AFL fix it to a certain part of the ground. So that's a different beast altogether.
Yeah.
But yeah, around the ground clearances, you can set up potentially to have one less number and maybe one more number behind the ball.
Yeah,
it could also be as detailed as a player, for example, coming up from the half forward line to be a pressure player, or whether he holds back. So whether that ball is won or lost, you've got players in 5 to 10 meters of different starting positions, which can have a huge influence on the flow after that moment.
So what's the more valuable guy now, the guy who wins the clearance in tight but rushes the kick, or the intercept halfback who can take you the halfback mark, Tom Stewart, Aliyah, or Lear style?
I think what becomes one of the most important things, if you are minimal, so say you're a minus one at the stoppage and you can put that pressure on to force the opposition that they've got an extra at that stoppage to kick it quickly, those pressure players and forcing them to have a quick kick is as valuable as anything.
They brought the heat to that.
Probably the best way to describe it is Richmond over the last 4 years are one of the worst pre-clearance contested possession teams at the source, but probably the best outside it. So if you tell me what sort of contested possession is more valuable, it's not the one inside, it's the one outside that gives you the... Because you're winning the ball in space. You're not winning the ball when there's a massive
body. So did you ring the clearance from a distance in some ways and back rants? And I mean, you had Asprey rants. I mean, you had a good defence.
Look, there's a lot of complexity with stoppage because, as Del said, sometimes you're playing a forward. He's playing as a forward, but he's got enough striking distance to also impact the stoppage if the ball goes a certain way.
Yeah.
Or you might have a winger on the fat side. He's playing on the wing, but he's also angling himself that, oh, if we do lose this, I might be able to come third to help defensively. So he's sort of a wingman, but he's also aiming to go both ways, depending on which way the ball goes. So there is a lot of complexity to the stoppage at times.
I love the detail of it.
That second possession out of the clearance and how much pressure you put on that and whether you can win it back, it's pushing your guys in. So you get them as you're sort of pushing your guy in, thinking he's going to be lured to the ball and I'm 2 metres behind him at the clearance and I've got space behind me.
We saw it on Friday night in some small glimpses where Aliyah was absolutely superb. But if those Geelong players had time and space, they clearly
Ollie
wouldn't...
Wines doesn't put pressure on that kick.
Yep.
Aliyah doesn't mark that
Correct.
Ball.
The ball's going in a completely different direction.
And you mentioned Tom Stewart, which is the other part of that equation, is that Geelong are 15th for centre clearances on average through the course of the year, but the get-out has often been Stewart, and he's not there anymore. And
no, the other thing with Geelong, though, I wonder, Port Adelaide, everyone in their forward line can kick goals. So every Port Adelaide forward is dangerous. So, you know, Rosie, Fantasia, you can list them all. Whereas Geelong have two guys who aren't necessarily goal kicking forwards. They're pressure forwards. So you can zone off those guys with a little more confidence than you can zone off you're not gonna zone off a Rosie or a Fantasia, are you?
Butters,
yeah.
Yeah, well, it depends how far you're away from the ball, I guess. We're getting into real complex now. I would have found a way to zone off.
Of course you would.